With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Vance is warning Iran not to play the U.S. in this weekend's negotiations aimed at ending the war. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
As he departed Washington for the talks in Pakistan, the vice president said the U.S. is willing to extend an open hand if the Iranians are willing to negotiate in good faith. But he said the U.S. delegation would not be receptive if Iran tries to play us. The vice president, who has long been skeptical of foreign military interventions, told reporters that President Trump provided some pretty clear guidelines on how the talks should go. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the largest monthly increase in gasoline prices in six decades caused a sharp spike in inflation in the month of March, creating major challenges for the inflation fighters at the Federal Reserve. It also heightened the political challenges of rising costs for the White House as it tries to keep costs in check, but also finish its war with Iran. Meanwhile, Jason Walker reports that without the Lone Star State of Texas, Americans might be paying a lot more at the gas pumps.
Texas last year produced half of all U.S. oil. Experts say this is due to the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods. The Permian Basin in West Texas contributed significantly, producing 6.6 million barrels daily. This production has helped stabilize U.S. oil supplies amid global disruptions. And a new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage for the United States. Jason Walker reporting.
Oil sets the tone on Wall Street, and with prices up just a bit today, a little over a dollar a barrel for Brent crude, the Dow is down 303 points. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports that Planned Parenthood has been busy.
The largest abortion business in the U.S. has released its 2024-25 annual report, and it reveals it carried out about 435,000 abortions. The organization says it also handed out $3.7 million to women to, quote, overcome obstacles to abortion care. It's not clear exactly how many abortion pills Planned Parenthood has dispensed lately, but a majority of America's abortions are now carried out via medication rather than surgery. Michael Harrington reporting.
Large groups of worshipers can once again be seen praying at Jerusalem's holy sites after Israel lifted security restrictions it had imposed during the war with Iran, now on hold. In some cases, access had been prohibited altogether. In others, restricted to just a few dozen faithful at a time. The prohibition applied to Christian, Jewish, and Muslim sites. This is SRN News. South Carolina is seeing one of this country's biggest measles outbreaks in decades, and Rich Thomason reports babies too young to be vaccinated are among those most at risk.
Infants lack protection against the disease and are more likely to suffer severe complications or die. They completely depend on herd immunity, which requires just about everyone to be vaccinated. But dropping vaccination rates have eroded protection in South Carolina and across the country. South Carolina's outbreak, totaling about 1,000 cases, has slowed, but measles is spreading in many states, and the U.S. is on the verge of losing its status as a country that has eliminated measles. Rich Thomason reporting.
The NFL draft is seeing fewer long shots from small schools making it to the ranks of the NFL. The rise in NIL deals and the crowded transfer portal have concentrated talent in the power conferences. In fact, only 24 of 257 draftees last year came from non-power conferences. This is SRN News.